This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Music playing in the background. M4TK, Born to Win, alongside Chaotic. On Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. You're still rocking with the best. I go by the name of King Bash, but the Winter Stock himself, your side chick's favorite DJ, well within the final hour. And as you know, it is the last Friday of the month. This is where we get to introduce you to artists from the province who are doing amazing work. We call this Limpopo's next big thing. And do not forget, if you're a Limpopo musician out there and you have your music registered, this is definitely for you. We want to give you the spotlight, right? So all you need to do is send through your music and your profile to music@capricornfm.co.za, and you can also CC Chris at capricornfm.co.za. Do not forget to include the hashtag Limpopo's next big thing in the subject line, and we could feature you in the end of July. Now today is no different. I'm joined by in studio by a man of many talents. He's a rap artist, a poet, a marketing guru. He goes by the name of Mpo. So, people call him Murph, man. In high school, they used to call him Murph, right? Murph the poet.
Yeah.
So today, he goes by the name of M4TK, and he joins me in studio right now. Good afternoon, my brother. How you doing?
I'm all good, and you, Kimbesh.
Nah, I'm blessed, man. Thank you so much for taking your time to join me on the show, yeah?
Thank you for having us.
One time. So, I have this game that I normally play with my guests.
Yeah.
So, it's called This or That. So, basically, I give you two options, and all you need to do is choose one. Nothing hectic.
Right.
TikTok or Facebook?
Facebook.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Being in studio or performing live?
Performing live.
All right. Single or taken?
Single.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Phone calls or texts?
Phone calls.
All right. So since that is out the way, yeah. That was quick though.
Yeah. Huh?
A man that knows his stuff. So to someone that's hearing you for the very first time, my brother, if you were to, you know, describe who M4TK is, how would you describe yourself?
I'm a chill guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a chill guy. I love art. I like reading. I like time with myself, but mostly I also love hanging out with my friends, making music, being creative.
Yeah.
So I'm a creative kind of person. I find opportunity in as much as possible to do something different or to add value in my activities, you could say. So if I'm chilling, I can't just be chilling.
Yeah.
I would have to be doing some activity. I'll be reading or going through some videos and learning something. So I'm a pretty much active learner of life.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the stage name. M4TK and Murph the Poet. You know, where do these names come from, man? Where do they derive from?
Yeah, as you said earlier, Murph is a high school name I was given in high school by some close friends. So around 2015, I was starting off, I decided to venture into the poetry section.
Okay.
Because poetry is something that I've always loved. It's always been a gift, you could say.
Okay.
So I discovered only in 2015 I can actually do it as a career, but the challenge was how. So I had to come up with a stage name, so I just Lee Murphy from the nickname.
Okay.
So now when it came to rap, it had to be something different because now I'm a poet this side and then now I'm going to perform. So I just took my first name and my second name and it became M4TK. So my first name being Mpo, second name Tekwing.
Okay.
So some people call me TK, some people call me Mpo, of course, but now as on stage, I'm M4TK. And that came up with my manager and I together, actually, when we were coming up with my rap name. What are we going to call you now? Because you're a poet, but you're going to rap. So what's your rap name? And then, that's how it came up together.
So, I mean, looking at the fact that, as you say, man, that you're a creative someone, but a lot of people remember the encounter, their first encounter with music and them knowing that they want to venture into that career. When did you know that, you know what, this is something that I'd like to do for the rest of my life?
For real, it was 2015.
Okay.
2015, I didn't know what to do with my qualification, you could say.
Okay.
So I discovered in the school that I was going in, there was an organization that actually grooms young artists or people who want to become artists in the industry.
Sure.
There was a talent manager there. So when I joined the group, I could see the relevance of people who are doing poetry. They were actually getting paid through the job. I'm like, wow, you can actually get paid.
Yeah.
So from that moment, I was like, I can actually do this. That's when I was like, let me go and learn as much as possible about the industry.
One time.
Let me learn, hone my own craft, because I just thought it was just a hobby, you know, just for me in my own time. I didn't really know that you can actually make something out of it. So with the qualification that I had, I found that I have a product now, which is the writing and the poetry, and from there just to harness it. So ever since then, I've been definitely working on the craft.
Yeah. Now, why would you choose rap? Why rap? If one was to ask you, out of all these genres, why did you just decide that, you know what, I need to, this is what I love?
Ooh, rap is, I love rap because of the essence of it. It's, it's poetry as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So even as I was listening, growing up listening to my favorite rappers and poets, I could get that I actually fit. So I wanted to learn a lot, like, how do I become this? And the lifestyle of a rapper, it's very exciting, you know, fast cars and everything. So I think I chose rap because I feel more connected to me being a poetry as well. It allows me to express myself better to rap, but it doesn't mean I am not able to cover any other genre, because in essence I'm just what I could say a writer. The other part is just the form of expression, and I think the hip hop beats, they connect a lot with me. I grew up in a listening to hip hop. My brothers introduced me to hip hop. The friends that I hang out with, some of them are hip hop artists and producers, so it was really easy to gravitate more to doing hip hop than any other genre.
So speaking of which, but like, as you say, you grew up, you know, listening to people that actually influenced your craft. But who are these people that you feel like, you know what, you would like to sound more of, even though you are yourself, but you listen to these people so much, and looking at it, you're like, but this is actually me.
Yo, those are your likes of like Talib Kweli. You know, you have Common. Those are from overseas, of course. Locally, I loved listening to Pro Kid. He's one of the guys that, yo, when I listened to that guy, I was so in love with him. Like, I'm going even harder. But then, you know, we had your squatter camps. Those guys were the essence of why we even listened or dressed as hip hop stars, because they showed us that it's not only over there, it's over here as well. So come, let's do it, you know.
So let's speak about the music industry, man. What would you say, you know, has been the biggest challenge that you've had navigating the industry?
Oh, the biggest challenge I've had is actually, you know, awareness, you know, getting people to actually listen and know who you are. You know, it's usually a thing of you have to know this person or know this side. So it's the challenge has been mostly to get out there. And in making the production and making the music, it's all good. But then now, once you have the product, how do you sell it? How do you get people to listen or pay attention to you? You know what I'm saying?
No, that's very true, man. But let's speak about maybe the highlights of your career. What would you say so far has been the highlight of your career ever since inception?
Oh, well, since starting, you know, I've actually met quite a lot of great artists that I've actually managed to work with. So around the time I started there, I've worked with, we had an event where I actually was on stage with my E at a point. Was like back in 2015-16. And then I've worked also on some radio, did some radio work. But mostly it's what I've enjoyed most is coming with, you know, these the music that people can really, that really tells a story about certain brands and the culture of hip-hop. So the greatest thing for me now is actually living the dream that I've always wanted, actually being in the industry. I'm from a corporate world. So coming into the industry and deciding like, no, now it's time to do this. The highlight for me, I could say, is actually when I actually released. So for a long time, it was just Murph is doing poetry. I got introduced to Sam when I was actually planning an event. And then he saw that we actually kind of like needed each other. I'm the rapper, he's the producer. So it's like, let's work. So that was the best moment of me to actually meet Sam and actually come and be here as well. 100%. It's actually a great thing.
Nah, one time, man. We're still hanging out with M4TK, right? If you have any compliments, any questions for the brother, you can send them through to my WhatsApp line, 079-899-6226. It is Limpopo's next big thing. I'm listening to, you know, the song playing in the background, and I wanted to find out from you, bro. I mean, what, how do you go through your songwriting process? So, like, do you need to listen to a beat first to get inspired, or do you write and allow the producer to create a beat around your lyrics? So how does it work?
Well, for me, it's more of anything can inspire me.
Okay.
So sometimes the beat comes afterwards.
Mm.
But I have something, or there's maybe a specific line or a sentence that someone says, I pick it up from that immediately.
Oh.
And then I get down to writing the creative process of writing the music. So sometimes it depends, but I can be motivated by anything that I see, even an experience that I have in that moment.
Sure.
I can write about it. That's the beauty of, I feel, of me being just what I would say a writer, a diverse writer. I'm not restricted to, I have to listen to the beat first. The beat sometimes does play a role.
Sure.
But when I'm creating something out of nowhere, I just write.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, but do you think a lot of people, you know, are still telling stories within the game, man? Or do you think it's all about creating trends and maybe moving on from that, just catchy songs? What do you think is happening in the game?
Yeah, to be honest, I've heard a lot, and it's like, I don't hear any stories.
Uh-huh.
I don't hear much stories, you could say. Maybe some are telling stories, maybe I don't get them. But yeah, I feel nowadays it's come to, you know, make a jam that people can bump to. It must just be a hit. It doesn't even matter what you say.
What you say.
You know, and yeah, so that's not me.
All right. So, I mean, we're in that age, man, you know, where anyone can just hop in studio and make a full song with AI prompts, as we all know, right? Mm. Would you, as an artist, you know, one day maybe infuse, you know, that AI in your song-making process? What is your take on that?
No, I mean, I think AI is a great tool.
Okay.
But then I don't think AI is a creative.
Wow.
It cannot come up with stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
have to tell it what to
what
do.
What to do.
So it's a good to use as a tool. But then it can, for me, it's not something that I would use to start making a melody or a beat with. I would use it maybe to assist me in something that I'm coming up with.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can, you know, brush it out or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe even if I'm writing sometimes and I don't have any ideas, sometimes AI can be so useful for such stupid, small things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like coming up with an idea or a theme. Mm. And then from there, you have to use your head. So for me, I can use the tool, but I'm not going to just make it the core thing of what I work on, from the crafting or in the working of the music or whatever thing I'm working on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, speaking of which, we kind of struggling within, you know, within the industry with hip-hop acts not being booked as much as they used to be. I mean, even people in the Kasi, for example, you know, they don't bump a lot of hip-hop as much as they used to, or even prioritize, you know, the genre, right? How do you think, you know, as hip-hop heads, man, how do you think this can be fixed?
Well, for me, I would say it's to stay true to who you are as a hip-hop artist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even if we are collaborating with other genres and working with other genres, work with it. Don't change don't lose the hip-hop in it, you know. It can be mixed with R&B. You know, we've heard so many songs that are infused with hip-hop artists.
100%.
As long as, you know, you don't lose the hip-hop in it, you don't lose the art of the essence of where hip-hop is, and just work cohabit
okay.
with the other genres.
Mm.
And because, of course, at the end of the day, we're trying to be out there. We want to be booked, of course.
Mm.
There are ways where they are saying, you know, you have to be part of this certain genre so that you can get booked.
Mm.
I understand that. But it's going to be tough if that's not where I am coming from. That's not the... It's not who I am.
Yeah.
But because, of course, I want to perform, I'm willing to work with someone or you know, adapt.
No.
I'm able to adapt.
Mm.
You know, so we should be able to adapt, but still keep the hip-hop, keep the rap.
Nah, most definitely. Mm. Now, as an artist, I mean, I've seen that you've been giving us singles, right?
Mm.
When do you think your fans can expect a whole full body of work?
Oh, that's busy in production, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, we've released some singles so far that will be falling onto the album. We're working on some collaborations and other producers. So we had a first release of about 11 songs with a movement that we are working with. My producer, Chaotic, and I, we worked with a movement where we did release like 11 songs.
Okay.
It's called The Revenge of the Black Sheep by Pierre K's Finest.
Okay.
So it's a creative movement by artists in Polokwane.
Okay.
So starting, we, Chaotic and I, we were in the office. We are like, you know what? While we're doing this, what can we do? So we came with the idea, let's have a movement for artists or creatives.
Is this the PRK's Finest? Okay,
yes.
tell me more about that, actually.
Yeah, so that's a creative movement.
Oh, okay.
By Polokwane artists.
Okay.
It's not just me and my producer or the other guys that I rap with. So it started like that. Me and Sam came with this idea of how can we actually help the artists and creatives in Polokwane from other genres, not only hip-hop. So me being a rapper, him being a producer, we got together. We're like, let's have this movement. Let's get this movement. Let's move with people who are creatives and actually have quality work to produce.
Yeah.
So we came together, we made some songs, then I brought in my friends, you know, Stan to the Lee and Treaty the Shinobi. That's what we became, the first people who are marching with this movement.
Okay.
That became the first PRK's Finest. And then we introduced other artists, other local people who are living in Polokwane, not necessarily people who are from here.
Okay.
So you can come from Durban. If you're in Polokwane and, you know, you have that quality, that's one thing about it. Polokwane's Finest is all about quality music, quality art, quality creation.
Okay.
So it can be design, it can be videography, it can be presenting. You know, it can, as long as you as long as you are creative, you are part of this movement. So we're taking it on like that.
Right.
You know, it's not a gang where you have to come join me. No, we are a movement to take this thing forward.
Right.
So that's PLK's Finest. Eh?
Now, let's speak about the next 5 years, looking at PLK's Finest, looking at Murph to the Lee, looking at M40K. Like, what are the goals? What's the vision for the next 5 years?
Ooh, the vision is to be pioneers, you know, of this movement that we have, you know.
Yeah.
I would definitely like to see myself international, working with bigger artists. I would like to see myself continuously being in a creative space. So hence we also created a brand for the movement, which is Vuawe. So we're looking at merch, we're looking at working with other, recruiting other young artists who also want to have an opportunity to go out there, you know, to get their names out there. So we would like to be able to groom that next generation of the future. So M40K definitely would like to teach the rest, would like to be someone where people can look up to and, you know, learn from, especially because it's not easy being an artist and deciding to do art. It's not something that we grew up knowing that you can just do it. We were told, go to school, be an accountant.
You get
to the accounting class, you're like, these people don't make sense.
this is not for me.
We want to see this movement grow in the next couple of 5 years, you know, where you know, we are able to also pass on the knowledge and give others opportunities to be in places like this, to
100%.
Be seated in front of you and, you know, be taken to the rest of the world.
Nah, that's dope, man. Mm. So, I mean, if I were to give you a blank check, I know you mentioned, you know, the greats that, you know, some have passed on in terms of in the industry, but now, if I was to give you a blank check of five artists you'd love to partner with, since you mentioned you being international, trying to go international and local.
Mm.
But if I was to just put you on the spot, five names, blank check, who would you work with?
Ooh, for 50 Cent.
Okay.
That was he, you know, get rich or die try.
Yeah,
but also, I mean, Drake is great, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I listened to Drake when he started, but then Talib Kweli for sure.
Uh-huh.
Common for sure.
Uh-huh.
Cypress.
Okay.
You Yeah.
So you with the underground gang as well.
You could say, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, my brothers actually introduced me to that part of hip hop. All I knew was commercial.
Uh-huh.
When they're like, yo, listen to this, see what you get.
And it changed your perspective, you know, on rap and hip hop. Hey?
And everything, yeah.
All right, now before we wrap it up, man, to those fans that you have out there that listen to your music, stream your music, what would you like to say to people like that?
No, I'd like to say to them, thank you for the support. Hey, you all know how long we've been working at this, and thank you for the continuous love that you show and the appreciation in everything that we do, in everything that I'm doing. Please continue to listen. You can follow me. You can also follow Tazvoa, which is the organization that manages me. And what we actually does is works with organizations and other brands to give storytelling campaigns.
Sure.
So we work with not only artists, MCs, and any other creative to be able to assist with campaigns. So just follow the page Tazvoa. That's where you'll find our merchandise, any other music that I'll be creating. If you want to get connected with my manager for bookings, anything, just follow Tazvoa. And once again, yeah, thank you for the support and thanks for listening.
One time, man. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for coming through, my brother, making time to come push your music. We really do appreciate you and all the best in your future endeavors.
Thank you, Kimbash.
And there you have it, Limpopo's next big thing, M4TK.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.